Happy Holiday! You're tuning into the 18th episode of ¿Qué Dijo? The Unapologetically Queer Latino Podcast, where no topic is off limits. I am Frosty, the snow whore, Eric. With it being the holiday season this week, I wanted to do something that captures the real, real meaning of Christmas. We're going to talk about true crime stories that happened during the holidays, of course, but with a twist. While Sam and I read our stories, we are going to be building gingerbread houses, all while under the influence, of course, because you can never get anything done while you're sober. Stay tuned for this chaotic Christmas episode. Hi guys, so today I'm joined with Samantha, aka Sam. Say hi, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Tell the people who the fuck you are.
I'm Sam, bitch.
Tell the people what you do.
What are your hobbies? My hobbies? Mm-hmm. I like to draw. I like to paint. I like to binge watch Netflix. Oop, hit the mic.
She got a little excited.
Got a little too excited. Besides that, I just work and go to school.
What are you studying in school?
I'm studying graphic design.
Nice. Do you like it?
I love it. It's the most fun I've had. I changed my major. Originally, it was marketing and accounting, which was awful. So I'm glad I changed it to... Yeah. That was my mood. I'm so glad I changed it to graphic design.
Pretty much. That's how she feels. I love your outfit today. What are
Thank
you?
Thank you.
Tell the people who you are.
I am... Jack Skellington.
Of course, of course.
You stole Christmas.
I stole Christmas.
Well, technically, he also stole Christmas.
He did, because he had them steal Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Yeah,
we both stole Christmas.
Yeah.
I am supposed to be the Grinch. I passed through Whoville and they fucking threw these their hairy balls at me. And I liked it.
It kind of looks like they shaved you too.
Oh yeah.
Like they shaved you down.
Fucking
all you
bitches.
Have.
They fucking shaved me, dumb whores. What do you think of the set? Do you love it? We switched it up a little bit for Christmas.
I love it. It's a real winter wonderland over here.
It is.
I love it. It's so sparkly.
It's a glam Christmas.
Yeah. I like to say. I like the blue. I like the lights. Everything. I love it.
Do you have any plans for Christmas?
I believe, am I hanging out with you guys on Christmas? Are you guys? No, I'm not.
We might hang out Christmas Day. We might go to LA on Christmas Day.
Oh, then I might see you on Christmas Day then.
See you on Christmas,
bitch. I don't even know my plans.
Oh, yeah. So Sam is, for you guys who don't know who she is, Sam is Raul's cousin. Yes. So we're kind of like family now. We're sisters.
We are. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. if that makes you feel better.
She's like, bitch, we're not sisters, okay? I just make you feel like you are, but you're not. Bitch. What's your favorite Christmas tradition that you like to do?
My favorite Christmas tradition is to put up the ornaments on the Christmas tree.
Okay.
I love it because my family, each year we buy our own special ornament, mm-hmm. like what we're into that year, and then we put on the Christmas tree. So I love doing that.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so our Christmas tree is full of different stuff. Like my brother at the time was into Scooby-Doo, so he has a Scooby-Doo ornament up there. And then or when I was younger, I was into Dora, and I have a Dora ornament up there.
That's
so
cute.
It brings out like my childhood, like what was I into at the time. So that's why I really like it.
And do you guys still have like all the ornaments from all the years?
Yeah, they're all up there. Every year we put them up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cute. I should do that.
You should.
I know Raul and Raul, Sally, Nadrena, and Big Raul do it. But in our family, we're too. We don't have enough tradition.
Oh, really? Well, then what would your tradition be?
Our tradition is making tamales. That's like the most beaners thing.
Yeah, that's the best thing. That's the best present to open.
We get around and we watch my mom make tamales and then we might help her. Who knows? But we just eat them.
I will never complain about food.
Seriously, I love food. With Christmas coming up, I wanted to do something that was going to put us in the holiday spirit here at ¿Qué Dijo? And we are going to read true crime stories about people getting murdered during the holidays. How fun is that?
The true meaning of Christmas.
That is the real Christmas motherfucking joy. Exactly. But, oh Lord, Jesus Christ, y'all, you're using all of them. Oh,
he's
God.
He's getting rid of all of them at once.
Yeah, he's like, just take them all
it's
out.
It's so early.
Take them all out. We can't get over Halloween, obviously. Okay. But to Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Okay, can I go?
Is that all?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, but to make things more chaotic, while we're reading our true crime stories, we're going to have a competition and build gingerbread houses. Yes! I love building gingerbread houses, but those bitches are hard to like stick on the roof and then everything starts to fall apart.
Right. Oh, well, the one you bought had the...
Oh, yeah. It comes with the built-in, like, you put it on the roof and it's supposed to set it. It helps, like, hold it in place.
It helps you, like, carry it on top of the roof?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to test it out.
Yeah, we're going to test that out. All right. So, Raul is going to set 1 hour on the clock for us to read our stories and build our houses. After the timer ends, we have to stop building. We'll be posting our houses online on social media and on YouTube. So make sure you guys vote for who had the best one.
Vote for mine.
Oh, bitch, I'm going to win. Dude, I saw this cute little bottle of like, it's called like cake drip, but it's like melted chocolate and it's pink. Uh-huh. So I'm excited to use that. Watch Sam.
Are you hiding it somewhere? No. I didn't see that on the table.
No, I'm gonna have Raul microwave it for a little bit before we start. Okay. And then I'm going to use it. And I have a feeling
that
I'm
going to use it. I know. Is it just for you? Or
actually, I'm such a fucking like a queen because I was like, okay, I'm going to get the pink drip. I got the white sprinkles, all the cute stuff. And then I'm like, okay, maybe Sam will use the black sprinkles, all the dark shit.
You're giving it all the stuff you don't want.
I know. You're like, I want this.
And Sam can have the ugly stuff.
Sam could get the butchy stuff.
You know what? Whatever. I'll make the most of it.
I'm just kidding. Sure.
That's more of a challenge, but I love it.
Exactly. But it doesn't stop there. To make things even more complicated, because that's what we love to do here on ¿Qué Dijo? When Raul plays the sound, we have to take this Christmas themed shot I made myself. Okay, great.
That is very long.
Thank you for reminding me that I haven't gone to church roll. It's been a lot of Sundays. So the shot I made, not that special. It's Sprite, pineapple juice, lemonade. I can't say the name. But it's like kiwi and lime and then some ice. So let's see if it gets us fucked up.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, so let's get started. Bam, 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 bam. Okay, so now that we're set up and we took out everything, I'm going to go ahead and read my story. And then let's get to building. Mine's going to be better than yours, so I'm just saying.
I'm going to beat your ass, Eric.
Alrighty, let's see here. Okay, so the first story. Oh. Already? Yeah.
It just keeps going, doesn't it?
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know how I'm going to pour this.
I like how you waited right until he said, my story is.
Oh, it works. Okay. Here, pass me yours. Hurry. Hurry!
literally just holding it. Oh. Oh my God, that one's yours. You dropped eyes. I don't want that one.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy. Okay, cheers! Cheers! Oh, that was good. It's a little...
That was a lot.
It's about the Christmas holiday. The holiday cheer.
I liked it.
Dude, my lips are going to start disappearing. Watch.
I can taste the pineapple in it. Yeah, I like it.
Good. Okay. So,
1 hour on the clock starting now. Go.
I got the scissors for you.
Wow. Okay. So, the first story is the murder of the Lawson family, which I read this one. It was pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, it was a bitter, snowy Christmas day in 1929. That afternoon, Charlie Lawson, a respected rural tobacco farmer from near Germantown in Stokes County, North Carolina, committed one of the most brutal crimes of mass murder ever recorded in U.S. history.
Ooh, okay.
Fuck my makeup. This is pretty chaotic. Hold on, my nose is itching and I have to open my gingerbread house and she's taking it.
Okay. I'm already beating you, Eric.
Stop! Okay, Charlie was born in 1886 and married Fanny Manring in 1911. The couple had 8 children. In 1929, several weeks before Christmas, Charlie Lawson took his family, his wife, Fanny, and their children, which were Marie, who was age 17, Arthur, age 16, Carrie, age 12, Maybell, age 7, James, age 4, Raymond, age 2, and the infant Mary Lou, which was only 4 months, into town to buy new clothes and to have a family portrait made. Uh-huh. Since they were not very wealthy, this seems somewhat unusual. Okay. Some later saw this as a sign of premeditation. These new clothes ultimately became their burial outfits.
Oh my God.
Oh,
tell me more.
Yeah, I will after I fucking start building this shit. Hold on.
This is multitasking. Go.
I can't.
Tell me more, Eric. Hold on. Tell me. Come on. I want to know.
I haven't cut my frosting. Wait. This is fucking pressure. And the thing won't come out.
You're eating it already.
Look, it won't squirt.
That's what she said.
Okay, I think I know what I'm gonna use. Wait, how do you build this?
That's for you to figure out.
Oh! Fucking batch. You're such a batch. Okay, so on that horrible, horrible Christmas afternoon, just like this horrible fucking gingerbread house, he began the slaughter with his daughters, Carrie and Maybell, who were walking over to their uncle and aunt's nearby house. Lawson waited for them by the tobacco barn when they were in range. He shot one with a rifle and the other with a shotgun. Then, to ensure that they were dead, he bludgeoned. Is that how you say it? Bludgeoned?
Sure.
Bludgeoned them with a rifle stock. He then placed their bodies in the tobacco barn.
Oh, sad.
He next went back to the house and shot his wife, Fanny, who was on the porch. He then entered the house where the two small boys were attempting to find a hiding place. That's sad.
Uh-huh.
Charlie shot Marie and then found the two boys who were bludgeoned to death. He then shot the baby in its crib. After the murders, God. Charlie went into some nearby woods where he shot and killed himself a few hours later. The only survival of this ghastly deed was his eldest son, 16-year-old Arthur.
Uh-huh. Tell me
the
more.
The bodies of the two sisters were discovered in the barn with their arms crossed with rocks under their heads for pillows.
Mm-hmm.
The remaining family members were found dead inside the home with bed pillows under their heads. A gunshot signaling Charlie's suicide was heard some time later by a police officer and curious neighbors who, having heard of the gruesome events at the farm, had gathered there. Fucking shit.
Can you speak? Can you speak a little better so I can understand the story?
Okay, so the police officer ran down to where the shot was heard to find Charlie dead. Charlie's footprints had encircled the tree several times. It was concluded that Charlie had been pacing around the tree before taking his life. Charlie had on his person 2 incomplete suicide notes, one of which read, "Nobody to blame," but the second read, "Trouble will cause."
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry, I can't multitask.
Ah, that thing just fell!
He had a head start, and somehow he's failing.
Okay, hold on.
They're just gonna listen to us focusing on our gender pronouns versus listening to your story.
Okay. Graveside services were held for Charlie Lawson and his family in a donated plot in the nearby Browder family cemetery in the afternoon of December 27th, 1929. The killings attracted so much attention that an estimated crowd of 5,000 attended the funeral. Most of these were undoubtedly curiosity seekers. Because the funeral home was not prepared for such a large number of victims, Charlie was buried in a gray coffin. The other family members were buried in white coffins. The body of the four-month-old Mary Lou was buried in her mother's coffin.
Aww.
Shortly after the murders... Shortly after the murders...
Go on.
The home where the murders took place was opened by Charlie's brother, Marion Lawson. As a tourist attraction, he charged 25 cents a head, and neighbors told of some days when there would be 100 cars in the yard. It even had on display a cake that Marie had baked on that Christmas afternoon. People began to pick the cake to take home some of the raisins. It was put under glass, where it remained for a number of years. The only survivor of the tragedy, the oldest son, Arthur, grew up living at his uncle Marion's house. He met an untimely death in 1945, killed instantly in an automobile accident.
Oh my God, that's insane. To go through all that and then just
and
die.
And then he fucking dies,
that's
bitch.
Sad.
He fucking dies. Yeah, so he met his death in the car accident, and he left a wife and children. And five children. And
is
my
this for
fucking
me?
Wall just fell. No!
Are you giving me an extra piece over here?
Oh, I got this. I got this. I got this. What did you think of the story?
It was, that was pretty wild, though. Like, I find it even crazier that he went through all of that. And then I think it's just sad, like, he went through all that trouble and then he passed away in a car crash.
You know what's crazy is that, like, I thought, like, reading the story, I was like, dude, what if he was, like, satanic or something? Like, some cult or something, you know?
Yeah.
That could be possible. Like, what would make you want to kill your family? Like, you go and fucking take them, like, to the fucking mall to go buy clothes, and then you're gonna bury them in the same fucking clothes? That's so weird. Yeah, that was a picture of the family, look.
Oh.
Kind of creepy, huh?
Oh, yeah, you said it was a 19-something, right?
Yeah. Seven kids.
You guys.
He killed all of them.
The picture's in black and white.
A fucking black and white. Those pictures scare me.
The black and white pictures?
Yes.
I find it crazy, like, they were told, like, not to smile either, like, back then. And that was considered, like, a family, like, that's how they were considered families, when you not smile in pictures, versus today time, where you actually have to smile in pictures to show you
like,
have
an... queso.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that one movie, I forgot what it's called, of that guy that he hears voices and he kills his family with a shotgun. Amityville Horror. You haven't seen it?
No.
That's really good.
I'm not really a big horror person. So.
You're a horror, but you don't like horror movies. Yes, exactly.
You get it.
Yeah, you get the life.
You get it.
But yeah, that story was really crazy. Oh yeah, I was telling you, I was hearing there was theories that they actually got killed.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, some people think they got killed because supposedly he was fighting with like a black guy.
Uh-huh.
And the black guy came after them and killed them.
Uh-huh.
So some people didn't believe that he murdered his own family. Isn't that crazy? So basically white people blaming people of color. Nothing new, nothing new. Sam's like,
Same old.
Same old fucking shit. Oh my God, my thing.
My thing.
Are you ready to, read your story?
Sure.
Okay, because I'm getting bored and I need you to read your fucking story.
I don't know, Aaron. You made it look really hard reading your story and then like making your
gingerbread house. It's because I was trying to focus on both.
It's like, I don't even know where to... Okay, let me just start my story. Anyways, my story.
So- Oh, another shot!
Oh, man.
Okay, hold on. Can you turn off the fucking bell?
How long is that?
I know. What kind of church do you go to, bitch?
So long.
It's to stress you guys out.
I am stressed.
I'm like, is it gonna end anytime soon? At first, I thought you were holding the button for make it to go longer.
Okay, here, Sam.
Hold on, let me finish my house.
No, you need to take a shot. Come on, we're on a timer. Come on, come on.
I know we're on a timer. That's how I'm trying to finish.
Oh, fucking shit. Gosh. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. This is so chaotic. It really is.
Okay, cheers. I couldn't hear my mouth.
Oh, Lord. There you go. Clink.
That kind of goes smooth down with the frosting. That goes really smooth down with
the
frosting.
You're eating the frosting already?
Yeah. She's a little hungry.
I want these gummies. So my story is called The Christmas Kidnapping.
Yay!
So this event happened back...
Dude, the back of my house fell! I'm so sorry! Okay, go.
I was like, I didn't even start my story. Okay, go. I don't know where I sit. So it happened back in 2016. This was a family who went to go see some relative in Miami, Florida. And so they're staying at the uncle's house because it was two brothers. And one was over 21 while the other one was 18. But he had a fake ID, so he ended up going to a bar with his older brother. Mm-hmm. So let's just call them Ramon and Nico because the story didn't really specify.
Okay.
So Ramon is the 21-year-old and Nico was the 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to the bar and they were sitting down there. And I guess Nico ended up talking to this lady who was in her 40s. And they seemed to be hitting it off. So Nico went to his brother, Ramon, and told him that he was going to spend the night with this lady.
Okay.
So he was like, okay, whatever, I guess. And Nico and the lady ended up leaving the bar and taking an Uber home. And Ramon left like a few minutes after also taking an Uber home.
Uh-huh.
And midway during the Uber ride of Ramon's Uber ride,
mm-hmm.
I fucked up my house. This is so ugly.
Oh, that's really cute. Girl, you need to build a foundation. Look, I'm already building it. Come on, tell me your story. You're taking long. Hurry up. Like, you're wasting my time.
I'm adding the detail onto each house before I build it.
Okay, well, mine's going to fall down Hurricane Katrina right
now.
Yeah,
it's already fallen down 3 times. Okay, so Ramon is in this Uber, and then he got a phone call from Nico.
Uh-huh.
The phone call, he just heard a lot of heavy breathing, so he would just assume that his brother butt dialed him until he heard Nico screaming in the back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So it was. So it was a really concerning phone call for him.
Uh-huh.
And the phone call ends, so he's like, well, what the hell? So he calls like about 10 more times.
Doesn't answer.
Yeah, doesn't answer. And finally answers the 10th time, except it wasn't Nico. It was another man with a deeper, raspy voice. And so Ramon, he was like, well, who's this? And he was like, I don't know. I just found this phone on the sidewalk over here.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, well, can you meet me at my uncle's house that he was staying at? So you can return the phone so I can, you know, find my brother. Uh-huh. And the guy didn't, like, he ignored the question.
Mm.
And then he heard Nico screaming in the back of that phone call.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then the phone, they hang up.
Oh, fuck that. I would have been fucking scared.
So after
scared.
That, this is in the middle of the Uber ride. And so Ramon calls the police and then he explains to the Uber, like, hey, this is what's going... Pretty much telling me the whole situation, right? And the Uber driver's like, okay, let's call the police. So he was helping him out. And eventually they got home. This is around midnight at this point. And all the family at his uncle's house is asleep. So they wake them up and the police comes to their house. And then Ramon and his dad and the police go back to the bar for like that was the last time they saw Nico.
Because they could get like video footage, right?
Right. That's what they were looking for. So once they got there, Ramon then received an anonymous phone call or an unknown caller. That's what it said on his phone. And then it ended up being Nico. So he was like,
what did Nico say?
He was like, hey, what's up? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, bitch.
He was like, hey, what's going on? No, I'm just kidding. He was like, he was saying that he got kidnapped.
Oh, shit.
And he escaped just on time. And he told him where his location was. He was end up being like in this dark alley. So when they found him, Nico told his side of the story. After he left that bar with the woman, she allegedly called an Uber herself. But once he got in the car, it ended up being like two men that knew her as like disguising as an Uber. And then once he got in the car, they pinned him down and started beating him. So he was getting kidnapped. And then around that time, that's when Ramon was calling like several times. And that's when the guy answered. And that's when Nico started yelling in the background. And because he yelled in the background, they beat him up. Yeah, so they were like, you can't like be yelling that in the background because obviously they don't want to get caught. So that's why they beat him up and everything. So then when they found Nico, he was all bloody and black eyed. And then, yeah, so Nico ended up, he was found safe. He was still hurt, but he was found alive. They found him.
Oh, thank God.
And yeah, so he returned home. But later that night, he woke up screaming, she's in the house. She's in the house.
Ooh.
Right? And then so they went to his room, rushing to his room. And it was just him having a nightmare of her. So they, of course, like woke him up, comfort him. And
imagine how much therapy you need for that shit.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
And that's not that long ago either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was in 2016.
Well, actually, I knew a friend who by my sister's house, she got kidnapped when she was little.
Oh my God, how terrifying.
Yeah, and we used to go to that shopping center. It's right, like legit right across my sister's house. We used to go when we were kids too.
Oh, that's so scary.
And this old lady tried to like rob her and she was like so traumatized after that.
That's always scary where you're like, when that happens right next to you or where like the facility you are usually at.
Yeah.
That's always scary.
That's terrifying.
Thanks, have you no notes needed?
Oh, no, I guess not.
What?
Look at that, Eric. Look
that
at
bitch is professional, but she can't even build a gingerbread house.
Hey,
so.
But I got every detail in my story. How much time do I have? Oh, shit.
Period A, period U.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Nico.
Oh, I got an idea now.
What?
I'm not going to tell you.
You didn't even know how to build your freaking bottom part until I told you, Sam.
Shut up. Raul, edit that out.
No, I want people to see how much you're bullied to me. Just kidding.
Me?
Me?
Never. I do nothing Sammy, but love you, Eric.
You are the nicest person I've ever met in my whole entire life.
That's fucking right.
You better, bitch. Wanna love Christmas. So what's your inspiration for your gingerbread house, Sam?
I have no idea. I'm just kind of going with the flow. I'm trying to put like nice like flowers on it, but like make it a little bit winter themed.
I wanna go for like Hansel and Gretel.
Oh.
Like when they go into the witch's house and it's made out of candy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she's like, come here, girl. Come get some of this. Ew. Now thinking about the story, it's kind of like child predatory.
I messed that up.
Oh, it's really melty. It's really watery.
I didn't realize that.
You just had to let it dry a little bit.
Oh, well.
Sabotage.
I know. I didn't know that. Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read my story.
Okay, go ahead.
So the next... Oh, Lord have mercy. I just started.
Every time.
Oh, my God.
It's so...
I know. Fucking church bells don't stop ringing.
So loud.
Okay, let me see your.
Let me see your basso. This is fun.
My ice melted on there.
I'm giving you more ice than shot.
Oh, cool. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Sure, I guess. Okay.
I'm all slouchy.
I know, me too.
Oh my, ouch.
Raul can crack our back. Raul cracks back really good. Those are really good. They're like refreshing.
They are. I don't feel it yet.
Bring the tequila. Bring the tequila. Dude, I'm gonna start getting hyper. All this just, candy.
Just getting hyper.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and read the story.
Go ahead.
Let me go ahead and read the story.
Go on, Eric. Read the story.
Yes. That's yes, God, mama.
Terrible British accent.
I just went from a British accent to a gay accent.
Oh, is that what it was?
Sounds
right.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so the next story is the Covina Massacre, which is close to us, right? Covina, West School. Okay. On Christmas Eve, 2008, Joseph and Alice Ortega invited their five adult children, James, Charles, Leticia, Alicia, and Sylvia, and their families to their home in Covina, California. Mm-hmm. That night, the party was in full swing. But in the middle of their celebration, ding dong.
Who was it?
The doorbell rang. Shortly after, police received several 911 calls from the Ortega's neighborhood screaming, "Come quick! They're burning down someone's house."
Oh, yes.
Fire trucks rushed to the Ortega home. 911 calls kept coming in. Some even reportedly heard gunshots coming from inside the house. When the cops arrived, they were devastated. One lieutenant described the scene as apocalyptic.
Okay.
Leticia was the only family member police located. She had escaped the fire with her husband and 8-year-old daughter and sought shelter at a neighbor's house. However, Leticia's daughter had been shot, so the family already made their way to the hospital. Okay, great.
Sorry. I was trying to get the chocolate on my gingerbread. But go on. I'm not trying to distract you.
You were trying to do like the knockings. Like when the police came. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Sure, yes. Go on.
Okay,
I'll make your sound effects. Go on.
Okay, so later police were told someone dressed as Santa had crashed.
Let's do the Santa thing.
Okay.
Someone dressed as Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Whoa, 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 whoa.
I said, I was just laughing.
Okay. Fuck, we're gonna.
Fine, I won't do your sound effects.
I'm just kidding. No, it's fine.
Go.
Okay, so later police were told someone dressed as Santa had crashed a party at the Ortega home and began shooting. They discovered bodies burned beyond recognition. 9 people were murdered. In the middle of investigating the massacre, at around 11:45 p.m., police received a tip from the Ortega family's neighbor, where someone had seen a car leaving their cul-de-sac.
Ooh. Who do you think it was?
Let's take a guess. Who do you think was a murder?
The murderer.
It's a murder mystery party.
Oh, what were the people you said again? I'm trying to think.
So somebody had came to a family party and basically shot it up and then burned the house down. Dressed as Santa. So this person didn't want to get recognized. Do you think it's somebody they
usually
knew?
Usually it's an uncle that dresses up as Santa, unless we don't expect it and ends up being a woman.
Okay.
So I'm going to bet it's like one of the aunts or something.
Okay. Elsewhere in Sylmar, California, police were sent to the home of Brad Parda, who had returned from a Christmas party and found his brother Bruce lying in a pool of his blood. When police arrived, they found a bullet wound from a 9mm handgun in Bruce's head.
Oh, sorry.
Honey.
I'm trying to decorate and listen.
Okay.
I'll keep it down. Go on.
I love how chaotic this is. When police arrived.
It's hard. Oh, sorry.
Go on. I'm going to smash your house.
How could you if I haven't built it yet? not even up.
Okay. So when police arrived, they found a bullet wound from a 9mm handgun in Bruce's head. There was a 9mm in Bruce's lap, as well as a second gun on the floor nearby. Mm-hmm. Investigators dove into Bruce's past and discovered he had an ex-wife named Sylvia Ortiz. Their divorce was finalized a week before Christmas on December 18, 2008. Police continued to dig deeper into Bruce and Sylvia's divorce and came to discover that Sylvia's maiden name was actually Ortega, which concluded she was one of the Ortega siblings who had been killed on Christmas Eve.
Okay. Okay.
Police interviewed Leticia on Christmas Day. She said, despite the Santa Claus costume, beard, and hat, she knew exactly who the shooter was. It was her sister Sylvia's ex-husband, Bruce Pardo.
Okay.
Investigators went back to the home where Bruce was found dead and searched his car, which ended up being the same car the Ortega's neighbors reported seeing on the street after the massacre. Inside Bruce's car, cops found a Santa suit and over a thousand of rounds of ammo. When Bruce's autopsy was finished, investigators concluded he had committed suicide while also revealing he had third-degree burns on his arms and hands. And because he left no note, police believe he didn't initially plan to kill himself. Police also later discovered another abandoned car outside someone's house. They ran the plates and discovered the car had been rented by Bruce. It was packed with supplies, including water, food, clothes, a computer, and maps of the U.S. and Mexico. Police believe Bruce had been planning on fleeing to Mexico after killing his family. A reporter said the divorce shattered Bruce Pardo. It became his obsession, and Bruce began to plot ways to get back at Sylvia. I think that he decided that he wasn't just going to kill her, but he was going to kill everything that she loved and take it. Wipe it. Sorry, my gingerbread house is like blocking it. Wipe it off the face of the earth.
But so it was end up being the ex-husband that killed him?
Yeah, it was the ex-husband. He got really obsessed with the girl because he divorced him. So he was like, no, I'm not just going to kill her. I'm going to kill everything that she's ever loved.
Right. Because if no one can have you. No, wait, if I can't have you, no one can have you. Thank you.
It basically that it's so sad. And he was. But what's weird to me is that he was planning to leave to Mexico. Why would he kill himself? Like, do you think he felt guilty after?
I think so. At that point, it's like, I know I'm going to get caught. So there's no point of like running and staying alive at that point. I don't think there's like any point. I was eating the chocolate. It's awful. I know. It's awful laughing at these stories, but I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing at the stuff we're doing over here. It's out of context. It's out of context. I promise you, you're doing my chocolate.
Is this episode in bad taste, do you think?
No, I think it tastes really good.
I can't with this one. Okay, so you want to read your second story? Your last story.
Last story.
We have 21 minutes on the clock.
Oh my god, and I need to decorate the rest. Are you eating your food?
Oh no. Oh my god. Okay, we get it. Church bells. Look at this.
Mine is just ice. Look how much ice you gave me, Eric. My whole cup is just ice.
Pour it out in your cup. Does it have ice too?
Oh.
And more ice.
It sounds like a commercial ad with the ice. Oh, right, my story. I was like, what are we waiting
for? Dude. Okay, I'm giving you a little secret. If you pour these white sprinkles on your pink thing, mm-hmm. it makes it look like glitter.
Oh, those white sprinkles.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I think mine already dried, though. It's fine. I'll do it after, so it has a drip effect. Look at Eric being nice. I'm over here like, don't look at mine. I feel so bad now.
It's because I'm not going to work tomorrow. That's why.
Oh, neither am I.
I want to be nice.
Why? Maybe, I'm like, why?
Maybe we can go.
Are you okay?
I can be on Santa's good boy list. Yeah.
Good luck.
She said, you, nice, bye.
Eric, nice.
¿Qué dijo?
¿Qué dijo?
¿Qué dijo?
Okay, so I guess we're never going to read that second story.
Oh, oh right. Okay. So my next story is called The New House. Yay. Okay.
It looks like you need a house.
I do need a house. I do. I need to build mine. Shut up, Eric. Okay. Okay, so these two brothers bought a house together. They never gave the name of the first brother, but the second brother is named George. So they bought this house in an isolated area, so near the woods, basically. Already sounds like bad news.
Oh, Lord.
Right? Anything with the in the woods.
Sounds like a scary movie already.
It does, because it is. It's more of like, oh, well, I'll tell you.
Tell me then, so sister.
So it's not like a cabin. Not like a cabin. Jesus.
Not like a Calvin?
I did.
Who's Calvin?
I don't know.
We love Calvin Klein.
And you know what? Let that be the second brother's name.
Okay. Oh, sure.
So Calvin and George bought a house together in this woods. And it was sorry. Dang, Eric, hold on.
What the fuck is this story? Get Calvin Klein, get woods, get glory holes. Back doors. Are you crying?
Sorry. No, are you? Look, you're messing up my gingerbread house.
Okay, so what about Calvin?
Okay, they bought a house, and it's a normal house, but it's in the woods and stuff like that and shit. Okay.
Is the movie called Calvin in the Woods?
No, it's not a movie. It's a real story, and you're not listening. So they bought a house. And then, so the two brothers thought when they bought it from the... Eric, let me tell the story. I finally got my words together.
Okay, girl.
Okay. Fuck, I forgot it.
Okay.
All right, when they bought this house, they knew, like, the background story of it, that there was a previous couple living there. And the reason why they sold it was because there was two dead bodies nearby it when they found the house. Oy. So that couple sold it, and they sold it to these brothers. And the brothers didn't really think much of it. Or they were like, oh, okay, two bodies found. That can't happen another time, right? Like, they thought it was all... solved. So they bought the house, and to celebrate this new house, they decided to host this Christmas party. You know, they're going to host a new Christmas party at their new place.
Oh my God. But wait, who would go to a, like, real question, who would go to a fucking Christmas party in the middle of the woods?
Calvin and George. Are you not listening to my story? Literally what I just said.
You're hilarious. Okay, go.
Okay. So, yeah, they're hosting this new house party, mm-hmm. Christmas party. And so their sister sleeps over with her family, with her two sons, her husband, and their dog, Nika. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after the party is over, everyone ate, opening the presents and stuff like that. So, you know, Christmas is coming to an end, and everyone goes to sleep. In the middle of the night, The guy we named Calvin, he has his girlfriend end up sleeping over, and she woke him up in the middle of the night because Nika, the dog, was barking in the hallway like crazy. So he went to go check on the dog, and he sees Nika barking at the back door, but the back door is wide open. Wide open. And it's snowing, so all this cold air is coming in. And she's, like, barking and growling like crazy. So he looks out, and he doesn't see anything. But then he hears his brother George calling his name. Uh-huh. So he's like, what? What's going on? So he went out to go investigate it. And he went, so he goes out and he keeps hearing his brother calling his name. But every time he walks closer to it, it's the same amount of distance where you hear the voice. Like, it still sounds as far away, mm-hmm. even when he goes in, goes closer to it.
Okay.
So he's like, what's going on? So eventually he just ends up calling his brother. He's like, I'm done playing this game. Can you just like answer my phone call so I know where you are? But the brother doesn't answer. So he just keeps like walking forward, hearing the same voice, his brother's voice. And then he gets a call from his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was like, George is in his room asleep.
Oh,
so he's not even in the woods. No. So Calvin, we named, he freaks out and panics and completely stunned, because he's like, he swears that he hears his brother's voice. And he starts sprinting back home, because, you know, obviously, if your brother's home and he's not in the woods, then who the hell is out there? He starts running back home, and he makes it there. He sees the light of the back door. He hops in the house. Like, he literally jumps back into the back of the house.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
And everyone's looking at him like absolutely petrified on their face, because they're like, well, what the hell happened? Because he had like such, you know how like you see someone look very scared and absolutely like,
yeah, like their face goes white.
Yeah. So that's how they see it, and then that's where the story ends. They never really clarified what that thing was in the woods, so it's a little mystery to it.
It's a murder mystery party.
And I was wondering if you believe in ghosts or something like that.
Oh, hell yeah, they're fucking evil. I believe that evil spirits like linger in the woods.
Yeah, have to. Oh, perfect.
Oh yeah, that's scary. I would, the door wide open too.
Yeah, and I think, oh man, I also think like dogs or animals could see that stuff.
Yeah, they I read an article that they can see the dead. Animals are really smart. Just scares me because sometimes Theo like looks like to the door sometimes, and I'm like, ugh, can you not? Please don't.
Because my dog, he does the same thing. He barks at the door, but there's like nothing there.
Oy.
So I'm like, well, I know my house is haunted.
Oh, okay, great.
So, you know, it's fine. It's normal. If you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
So how's it going? Oh, look at you. You started a little doorway over there.
Yeah, this is Barbie's house.
I like it.
It's cute, huh?
I like it.
Okay, so we're putting our last touches on the house.
I'm gluing everything together now.
Oh, shot time.
Okay. That gives me time to
dry. Is there one after this, or this is the last one?
I don't know. I'm just going to talk over it at this point, because it just goes on.
Okay.
The last one.
Oh, the last one? Okay, we'll do tequila for the last shot. Do you have ice in your cup?
No, I don't.
Okay, great.
I melted. Oh, wait, I do have it.
Just kidding. I was going to say if you want your shot cold, I don't know. Fuck.
That is a lot.
Well, good night.
Good thing I'm sleeping here tonight.
Do you want soda to chase?
Yeah, I was going to eat a gummy for a chaser, but that works too.
Yeah, you can have the rest.
Oh, you're not going to pour it for me? I'm your guest.
Excuse me, you're not going to pour it for me?
Excuse me, sir. You're the one asking for a straw over here.
Okay. Ready? Oh, cheers. Tequila does not go well with sweets. That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
That's a big shot.
You gave me a really big one. I have to hold it here. Oh shit, I forgot about the back wall. Forgot about the back wall.
So you're saying we should build a wall?
No. Oh my God, Eric, no. I didn't say that. You're going to get me canceled. Oh. Everything's falling.
So now you're saying we should knock down the wall?
Yes. Oh, no. This needs a dry.
The weather is so beautiful.
So you're saying that the wall needs to dry because they're all Webex. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God! What are you guys doing to me? What are you guys doing to me?
Okay, so these are our final houses. This is my gingerbread house. Obviously, it's gay. It's pink. And for those out there, for a little advice, if you want a little glitter, use white sanding sprinkles. Wow, look at that. And then you put it on the chocolate so it makes it look glittery. And the backside is ugly. Don't look at it. Okay. And this is a walkway. It's pink. And it has a little bit of gold glitter. And then this is a little fence. And then that's supposed to be me. Being fabulous as always.
And stubby.
Stubby, short, and gay. Yep. And yeah, that's it. And there's balls on top of my house. Because why not? Oh, I forgot to add gel on them. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Cut the cameras, dead ass.
Okay.
Now Sam's.
Mine was all of Eric's leftovers. Oh. He was nice enough to give me the pink, so I used it. I want to do some candy cane on the windows. So I did, or I tried to. I didn't take Eric's advice to do the glitter because I didn't want to copy his. But I want to use all the sprinkles. Because I wanted all the snowflakes on there.
And what about the back?
There's no back. Don't look at it. Don't look at the back.
Sorry, we didn't do it back.
It's all about the front.
Yeah. This was the end of the episode. This was very fun. Make sure you... Okay, great. Make sure you watch our videos on YouTube, and we're going to post our gingerbread houses so you guys can let us know which one is the ugliest house, and we already know it's Samantha's. Thank you. And mine's the best. I know. Thank you.
I'm just eating eating the snacks.
Did you have fun today?
It was all fun. I really liked the challenge of it.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And I like seeing your interpretation of your gingerbread house because it's really nice.
Thanks. The it just keeps getting gayer every time.
You used all the sprinkles, though. I didn't use all mine.
I tried to. I left a bag, actually. It smells like sugar in here. Do you want me to leave everything out so when you sleep, it smells like sugar?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. That sounds like...
She wakes up and all the ants on her.
By the way, I'm sleeping in this winter wonderland over here. Yeah. So it's going to be fabulous. I'm going to have wonderful sleeps here tonight.
So we support safe, being safe in life. So we don't support drinking and driving. So Sam's going to stay over and she's going to sleep in the studio.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep on this nice comfy couch. Yes. They gave me a blanket. They gave me a heater.
And we gave her a heater.
Yeah.
Look at her.
That's all we asked for.
We make sure our guests are comfortable and happy here at Que Dijo. Thank you.
After you insult us, but whatever.
I insult you first and then I tell you that mi casa tu casa. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on the next episode of ¿Qué Dijo? Adios, motherfucker. Oh, yeah, there you go.